We want a country where every single citizen is entitled to development, regardless of where the leader comes from.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you folks? This is an experiment and we're gonna have some fun today. I am live using my little MacBook Air and I am broadcasting live from Joker's Wild right here in the beautiful Bahamas. Let's see, let's do a good backdrop. This is a very cool backdrop. I should just stand like this. We'll go like this. So stop moving, there we go. The Joker's Wild, there we go. And of course, they've got the Marquis L set up right there. So folks, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. You're listening through my personal Facebook page, Mark Scalia Personal. That's how we broadcast. We're broadcasting live always. We always broadcast live. And the other way you can listen to the show is through the slightly edited for time podcast version available through Google Play, Apple Music, but if you want to go direct, you would go to podbean.com and type in Radio Irregardless, and you will find us. So, I hope this is working out. If you're in there in the chat, I had to start the new chat. So, I'm kind of glitching with the software a little bit, so I'm hoping everybody's there. But this is going to be a quick show anyway, because the show is starting right now. So, I have to be quick on the show, because I am on at quarter of ten, actually, just about. But let me tell you what's been going on here, my friend. First of all, beautiful, beautiful hotel. Just absolutely gorgeous. Let me see, is they shut the door right now? They didn't shut the door yet. So I want to walk by the club, but I want to tell you that because I'm kind of a little loud, even though I have the microphone plugged in and everything should be working out. This has been a fantastic, fantastic trip so far. It is absolutely gorgeous down here. We had one day of rain, that was yesterday, thunderstorms, heavy winds, but we needed it because I've been doing a lot down here, paddle boarding. I even did some show prep for the show. Who knew? Yeah. So let's talk about the weather down here. First of all, absolutely gorgeous at the Atlantis Resort right here in Paradise Island in the Bahamas. I've been down here since last Monday, not 2 days ago. I've been down here over a week. I'm flying back on Monday. We have another 5 shows to do. I do a show every night except Monday night. The crowds have been very good. Can't complain too much. So much fun. We even have more people coming in. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the show just started, ladies. See, there you go. Show just started. We got more people coming. So the weather's been absolutely beautiful. I was swimming in the ocean, swimming in the pools, running around just in the little, they have like a raft thing, a guy goes all the way around in the rapids and stuff like that. I did a lot of that. First day, of course, I got sunburned, but I got a nice tan now because I'm all brown. Yeah, I burned, I flaked after 2 days, and now I got my base tan, so I'm good to go. Not drinking a lot, though. Not really. You would think you would, but I did find a really good drink I like called the Goombay Smash. Light rum, dark rum, pineapple juice, and that's all you really need to drink. So we went on the main island. We went on Nassau. We did a couple little things down there. I got some really cool photos. There's a bat cave and just all around the islands. It was just so much fun on the boat ride over and everything else. let's see, what else I got to tell you folks? It's been fun. And I forgot what it was like to be away for a couple weeks. And it's, you would think, well, my God, you're in the Bahamas for 2 weeks. It does get a little, not monotonous, but if every day looked the same, you just, you know. See, I live in New England. So every day is like, well, you got to get out there because it's going to fucking rain tomorrow. You won't have any good things to do. So, but this is a different kind of animal. It's just so beautiful down here every single day. So I've been planning my days so I don't get stir crazy. I don't get bored. Doing quite a bit of things. Just so much fun. I was going to set up my AI because I don't know where he's been. But because I don't have my setup here, he's at my home computer and with my home mixer, and that's how we talk. I will say this. I think I got a cigar down here. Oh, my God. Cuban cigars. Just throw them away. They're throwing them away. They're just like they can't even use them. So I did smoke a cigar. It was pretty good. But then I got another because there's a local cigar place down here called Gray Cliff, I think. Gray Cliff. Let's see. Did anybody chat? Oh, there we go. Yeah, Karen, what's this? Oh, yeah, the gecko. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about the geckos. There's little lizards. The first couple days, I didn't see anything. Saw mourning doves. That's all I saw. And they're seagulls, which are like a species of tern. That's all I saw. And, of course, down here at the Atlantis, they have stingrays, barracudas, sharks, sea turtles, more fish than you can eat. There's just none there. Plus, the restaurants here. And the food festival was all last week. I went to a couple restaurants. I showed a little bit of Buck's shill. Get it? Get what I got? Get what I did there? Shell? Never mind. Whatever. But yeah, I shelled out some money. So I've been trying to enjoy myself without going crazy because this is my first time down here. So I'm trying to feel it out. Hopefully when I come down here again, I got the lay of the land. I know what I want to do. And it's just so fun. And I'm definitely going to pitch it to my wife to come down here because there's so much to do. Like, she could just go off and do her own thing, and I could do my own thing, and then we could meet up later, or we could do a lot of stuff together. And it's really fun. I mean, but this week is spring break. So last week there was nothing but frat house. Across my room, they called security 3 times. All these kids. I'm like, really? Really? This week it's mostly girls. Last week it was all boys. This week it's mostly girls. So it's just, you know, they're coming down here. Because the drinking age is 18, which I didn't realize. Yeah. All right, let's see. What's going on in the chat? Oh, I got a few people watching. Oh, very good, very good. So like I said, it's going to be a quick show. I just want to catch up with you folks. So I'm going to try to do this. I tried to hook up the sound so that it went through here directly. So I'm going to have to edit this show a little bit. But I'm going to take a little bit of a little break, and I'm going to figure out what's going on. Because like I said, it's going to be a quick show tonight. So let me play my first break, and when I come back, I'll tell you, oh, wait a minute, did I not set up the break? I didn't even set up the break. Oh, you know what it is? Because I want to talk about Easter coming up. Easter is early this year. Easter's early. Easter is this Sunday. And I was down here for St. Patrick's Day, and you wouldn't have known. Because it's not like, you know, It's you're in a different country. It's not a big deal here. So let's see. Where is it? Okay. Let's put this in the break and boom, there we go. And then boom. And then let's move it up to here. Let's break up the thing. There we go. So it was there were a few people wearing green last Sunday, and Sunday was the only show that they canceled, which they got, I guess the minimum was 20, and they got 17 people. But the girl working the door, she was a little new. So we were like, can we do the show? Because these people really want to see a comedy show. And they were a good audience. They were a lot of good energy. But she's like, no, I need a minimum. So, oh, and I did want to tell you this. My shirts, I've been doing the shirt thing. For those of you who don't know, I have custom shirts. When somebody comes to my show, I sign it, I autograph it, and there's a blank line that says, I saw Mark Scalia at, and it's a blank line. So normally I just sign it with a laundry marker. But because I'm coming down here for 2 weeks, I had special iron-ons made to put in that thing. My wife's cousin, shout out to Lauren, she did an amazing job. And she basically, you know, got all this stuff for me, and I ironed them all on before I left, and I've sold better than half my shirts, which is good. And everybody's like, you should sell them for $20. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to carry them home. I don't want to carry them all home. So, let's see. So let's take a break, and I'm going to play the music through the break and see how it works. What I'm going to do is I have to unplug my mic and do the other thing, because you would think I'm be technically savvy, and I had like the whole day to think about this. But I had the whole day to prep and then stuff, because I was paddleboarding today. And I was by the pool today. And I was at the beach today. So today was a big day. Today was a full day. I don't want to hear it. So let me do this. I'm going to unplug my mic. I'm going to play the bumper. And when I come back, I'll tell you where I'm going to be next weekend. So you are listening to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I will be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Easter, the holiest day of the Christian calendar, a celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead.
I'm back.
So what does this miracle have to do with a bunny delivering painted eggs? The answer lies in 100 generations of rituals and customs. Jesus Christ and his apostles entered Jerusalem to observe Passover. After the Passover supper, Jesus was arrested.
Are we under arrest?
No. We just brought you in for questioning.
And on what is now called Good Friday, he was crucified. 2 days later, he rose from the dead.
Hello, boys! I'm back!
Originally, Easter was celebrated 2 days after Passover, so it fell on any day of the week. But Easter Wednesday just didn't feel right.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Easter Sunday would be the first Sunday to follow the full moon after the spring equinox. As Christianity spread throughout Europe, different pagan customs blended into the holidays. In fact, the actual word Easter may have come from Estra, the goddess of spring and fertility.
These heathens ain't gonna stand still and listen to this.
Which brings us to the Easter egg. So when did that Easter bunny hop into the scene?
Here's the Easter rabbit, hooray! And a happy Easter rabbit. Here, kid, have an egg. I want an Easter egg.
Easter is also the time for families to gather and welcome spring, when new life emerges after the dead of winter.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
Hear a little bit about the club. so I got to keep my voice down because the show started. So I'm going to show you the lobby and how cool it is in here. Look at this. Look at all these wonderful people. This club has been around for a little bit. A lot of famous people. Look at this. Yeah. And now me. So, a lot of fun. The showroom's inside there, but I don't want to go in because I don't want to talk while the comic's on. I want to be very respectful, and everything is just really happening. So, let me tell you where I'm going to be over the next couple weeks when I come back. I'll be back on Monday. But the coming Friday, March 29th, I will be in the Newfound Lake Inn in Bridgewater, New Hampshire. That's going to be a fun show. I haven't been there in a little bit. I think it was there last in the winter. It was cold, and now it's going to be all ready for spring. It's going to be fun. And I have Saturday night off, I believe. And of course, Sunday is Easter. And I usually do a gig where I'm dressed as the Easter Bunny for the Salem Country Club. And because of my health issues, my back issues, unfortunately, I wasn't able to do it, but I will be wearing the bunny suit to my family's house, to my wife's family's house, and we're going to have some fun with the Easter Bunny visits there, and I might bring chocolate or something like that, but it'll be fun just to wear it for the one day. So, folks, that's the show. I know, quick show, but I hope you had a good time here, and I'm still having a good time. I will be back on Monday, and as always, if you want to be guest, if you want to leave a question or comment, email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. You want to be a sponsor? That's good, too. We could use those. You can always call the hotline, 978-219-9294. My next show will be March 25th, and I'm going to outro it like this because you can't hear it. So let's do this. The closing, let's do this. There we go. So I'll just edit all this in post. That's how we're going to do that. So, folks, that's me signing off from the Bahamas. Have a great night, everybody. Did you have a good time? There we go. There's the music. So, I'll be back. Next show will be March 27th. And I'll tell you everything good. I'll tell you what, folks. Take care. See you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.